Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Today, we've got a very brave soul who has sent me episode number one of Ghost Runners. The description in iTunes says, stories, myths, and legends from America's pastime. And so, from the title Ghost Runners, again, I'm not a sports person either. I guess that's a baseball thing because he's saying America's pastime. We're going to listen to episode number one right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this.
There's something magical about the game of baseball. Maybe it's because after almost 200 years of playing the game, it's still pretty much the same game. The world is completely different than when baseball first got started.
Good audio.
But baseball's still kind of the same.
Got me thinking.
Maybe it's the fact that it's the game that we pass down to our kids, that we take our kids to the ball field, that we learned about baseball from our dads or our moms.
Need a pop filter.
Or maybe it's just that baseball itself just lends itself to storytelling and is excellent for books and movies and now, well, to this podcast. And that's kind of the plan of this podcast. It's a chance to pass on these stories of baseball. So welcome to Ghost Runners, stories, myths, and legends surrounding America's pastime. It's my chance to share a little bit of baseball with those that I love. Whether you're a baseball fan or not, my hope is that these stories are entertaining and that it helps spread the love of baseball across the country.
All right.
Today we're going to get started with one that's my favorite baseball urban legend we'll go with. You see, I am a diehard Baltimore Orioles fan.
Really?
I was raised that way. I was raised to love the Orioles, hate the Yankees, and hate the Red Sox. So that's my bias. I'm a diehard Baltimore Orioles fan, which means today, to kick off the first episode of Ghost Runners, it's got to be my favorite urban legend, which starts with the Baltimore Orioles and a little guy named Cal Ripken Jr. and a problem with the streak.
Yeah, you really need a pop filter.
This is Ghost Runners, stories, myths, and legends surrounding America's pastime.
All right, Mandy. In the intro, I set up that we're going to talk about Cal Ripken. How, you're not from Maryland as a kid and stuff. How familiar are you to Cal Ripken?
I know that he played on the Orioles. He has some kind of streak. His dad was in baseball and his brother. He's the Iron Man.
Do you know why he's named the Iron Man?
I honestly don't know. I mean, he's not like super buff like Brady Anderson was.
He got the name Iron Man for playing all the games. Like you mentioned, there's this streak, and that's a good place to start. Cal Ripken is the face of the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay, a couple of things. For a very first episode, you have really decent audio. I love the way you started off the show to a certain extent with the, hey, baseball hasn't changed, but the world has. I think I would have put the intro first because I actually started to think, wow, he's not going to do an intro at all because you had a really long setup. But if that's the way you want to do it, that's fine. It just, to me, it was kind of like by the time you got to the intro, I'm like, why do we need that now? We've already kind of figured this out and you've already said what the podcast is about. I'm going to give you some advice right here that's going to save you a lot of headaches because you're going to come back in about 6 weeks and go, I've done six episodes. I go to iTunes, I type in baseball and my show doesn't come up. And the reason for that is you've gone inside baseball here. Ghost Runners, you'll probably get a lot of people in the paranormal looking for finding your show, but nowhere in your title is the word baseball. And you've got things like America's pastime. Well, that's in the description. iTunes does not, or Apple Podcasts searches the title of the episode. the title of the podcast and the author field. So you need what I call a tagline. So you might have Ghost Runners, colon, stories, myths, and legends from baseball. Or from America's pastime, comma, baseball. Or you're going to need the word baseball in there because nobody's going to Apple Podcasts searching for a baseball podcast and typing in the word America's pastime. You know, and I know that baseball is America's pastime, but in terms of being found, you need the word baseball in there. You record either this or in post, your levels are very loud. There's like, you're right up against being distorted, which is much better than the opposite, which leaves a lot of room for hiss. You do have you need a pop filter. When you said a couple different things, they had some pretty nasty popping piece, even one on Carl. And I was like, yeah, you need a pop filter. Point the microphone at the corner of your mouth. Do not talk like, if I do this now, I'm talking directly into the microphone. And if my nose is 12 o'clock, my microphone is kind of at 10 o'clock. It's more or less pointing across my mouth. That picks up less mouth noises. And also, if you just put your hand in front of your mouth and say peanut butter, you'll feel the wind that comes out of your mouth. You don't have a website. When I go to iTunes and click on the website button, nothing happens. And I see where you're using a new service called Audio Stack. And Stack is S-T-A-Q. And they're brand new, so I can't. I just know this. When you scroll down, they're all about monetization. Podcast advertising and it's effective. And if you're starting the show to make money, I would just tell you right now, please stop. And most of these kind of advertisers that have this injected stuff, and this is from personal experience, I did one, and I'm making $1.50 per 1,000 downloads. That's right. I'm making 0.0015 cents per download. And so it's almost not worth it. I can't even sign up for this. I have to request an invite. But I'm just kind of, I would ask them also, can I do a 301 redirect? So that when you wake up someday and go, oh, I should have used Blueberry, I should have used Libsyn, either one of those, using the coupon code SOPFREE to get a free one. If they don't do a 301 redirect, you're screwed. They basically own your podcast. Now, they're probably better than Anchor, which is like doubly screwed. But I would do a little investigating on this particular media host because you got one over on me. Usually I keep up on all these things. And they are in Baltimore, Maryland, so I'll give them credit. But just realize you may be dealing with a company that doesn't have a clue what podcasting is. But for a first podcast, thought it was the audio was definitely cool. I when you had your co-host came on, that was good. Didn't hear any other issues with that. But get a website, and that's where usually most media hosts, be it Libsyn, be it Podbean, be it, you know, anybody, Spreaker, you usually have some sort of website that you can point people to, because you're going to want a way for people to subscribe to your show. And right now, unless they type in Ghost Runners, they're not going to be able to find your show. And it's nice to be able to go to my website, like mine, go to podcastrodeoshow.com. You'll see the subscribe button. So for a first episode, I thought it was great. And you've definitely got your passion comes through for baseball. So keep up the good work. And if you would like to have your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, simply go out to our website, podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. If you want a full review, click on the podcast review button. And if you don't have a podcast, click on the School of Podcasting button. It is all out there, podcastrodeoshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until the next episode, always remember to enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.